Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. Oh, are we exhausted after all of those previews? Let's get back into your messages. Tans, who we started out talking about at the start of this week, has had a moment of synchronicity, which, you know, if you ever read the Celestine Prophecy, you would think something's going on, but not really. Anyway, Tan said, I had a weird bit of synchronicity. A few weeks ago, I decided to watch The Horror of Fang Rock to remember what the Rutans were like. Oh, it depends. Did you watch the papier-mâché light-up balloon Horror of Fang Rock, or the new hoozy-doozy, I've got some actual prehensile tentacles, Rutans? New version. Who knows? You don't have to let me know, Tans. I'll be fine. but you can. Anyway, Tans wanted to know what the Rutans were like, so I was thrilled when I decided to watch it because it was fresh in their mind. I mean, look, these things happen when they happen. It's a bit all over the place, this podcast. But Tan said today they walked into the break room at work and someone had put the television on one of those exploring mystery shows marathons. And within a couple of minutes, they told the story of the three lighthouse keepers who disappeared with no trace off the coast of Scotland. That was referenced in the serial. It blew my mind. By the way, it's still unexplained. I know. Nairi says, thinks this is an insane coincidence. It is. Like, it is crazy. Why do those things happen? I guess it's just, you know, maybe those things are happening all the time, but we're just not as focused on them. But it's like, you know, you've watched The Horror of Fang Rock, then I talk about the Horror. I mean, these two things are kind of bound to happen sooner or later because that Blu-ray just did come out. And there's new special effects, so everyone's going to be looking at it. As to the lighthouse mystery in your workplace, that one is weird. that is a strange, strange place. But yes, oh my God, that whole lighthouse thing is very peculiar. There are a bunch of theories about what actually happened. You know, that could have been a big wave. just one big wave. That's all it took. There's a lovely message from Mark, along with some more photos from his Who Cave. And featuring, oh my God, a signed photo of Tom Baker. How delightful. And some more of his close-up photography of his dollies, including Daleks behind a corner. Like it's got the third Doctor hiding behind a corner and with two Daleks behind him. And I bet you they can't see him, even though he's in line of sight. How are they so... Why do they have so much difficulty seeing around corners? Like, their eyes are on a stick. Like, the eyes can go round the corner. Anyway. I used to get furious at that when I was a kid. I was like, why can't they see the Doctor? He's just there. Anyway, another glorious photo of Mark's Who cave, which I'm going to go and visit at some point. Mark says, I was thinking about what Adam said the other day about nostalgia and childhood memories. Why do we collect things that remind us of our childhood? Why do I have a place surrounding myself with all things Doctor Who? I guess I like to surround myself with a happy, carefree time and I had no responsibilities. Oh, my Lord. Remember when there were no responsibilities? It was so good. When I had no responsibilities except to race to the TV and switch on the ABC to hear that famous theme tune. See the diamond logo and the face of Baker or Pertwee coming out of the screen towards me. There's just something about that tune that awakens all of my senses and creates a great comfort and warmth. Set the TARDIS controls back to my 8 to 10-year-old self. The console room, Jelly Babies, K9, Dalek, Cybermen, Sarah Jane the Brig, Harry Sullivan... and the man himself, John Pertwee. I could escape to the world of the Doctor and join in his adventures for 25 minutes each day. Combined with the goodies and Banana Man, not to forget Kenny Everett. That first book, the Doctor Who technical manual that I still have today. Oh my God, I do. I have that one too. And a hardback copy of The Time Warrior I bought from my school library in grade 6. Oh, I got Legopolis from mine. Those were the days, and as I get older, the nostalgia grows. I'm happy to be surrounded by these treasures that each piece brings back a memory of a special time of innocence and escapism. I think that is what we all need a little of from time to time. Ah, that's sweet, Mark. Yeah, I think there is something in the nostalgia. It does kind of take you back to a time where you felt safe, like there is a safety in that kind of thing. Like, because, and I know this is a weird kind of thing to say, even though Doctor Who could be terrifying, like you knew it was going to be terrifying, and if you had any kind of like anxiety or fear in your life at that stage, even as a kid, I know, you know, not everyone's lives were amazing as children, that it kind of gave you control over when you were going to be scared, as opposed to, you know, terrifying things could happen to you at any point. You were like, no, Doctor Who is going to be scary. It's going to be funny. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be all of these things. And you had control over when that happened. But also, yeah, the nostalgia now, as you say, it's about that comfort. That comfort and warmth, like, you know, how many times when you sit down to watch Doctor Who do you think about tomato soup and toast? Like, you know, that kind of really simple, comforting moment of just like, oh yeah, I'm just having a heated up tin of tomato soup with some buttery toast to dip in it. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just me. It's probably not. Nairi says, great memories. And James also says, this is lovely, and says, something shared by so many of us Aussies. There's so much writing around about experiences in other countries, about fan experiences in other countries. See Adventures Across Space and Time for some great examples. But I'm yet to see something that talks about our experience and its impact. How many 50-somethings in Australian media and entertainment have this as a formative experience or in other careers? There is some... I've been doing a bit of fandom studies for uni, and there is a lot of writing around the Australian view of Doctor Who, but I feel like it's, you know, no one's really kind of explored the how our experience is so much different. Like the British experience is one, I mean, from, you know, the old classic series, the British experience is one of a weekly show. Like it was on once a week, and then when it wasn't on, it wasn't repeated. Whereas we had it every day. Like it was an after school thing every day. And for years on end, like sometimes it didn't even, like it went off for a few weeks and we were all furious. But it was on a lot, and to the point where a lot of British experiences of Doctor Who are from Australia, like because it was on every day and we could tape it and send the repeats over to England where they had no repeats. So a lot of people in the UK know of older episodes of Doctor Who because they're Australian videotapes. So they've got, you know, the Australian announcers at the end talking about, you know, coming up, Backchat. Do you remember Backchat used to be on? Which was just like people wrote letters to like the ABC and there was like a 5-minute show sometimes after Doctor Who before the news where the where some guy would just read out letters to the ABC like, dear auntie, why is this on all? Why is Doctor Who on all the time? Like, that was often a letter. But yeah, so there'd be like, you know, announcers saying coming up this week on the ABC and it would be Australian announcers. So a lot of, you know, British fans' access to older episodes that had never been repeated before they started to be sold on video and then later on DVD and now available on Blu-ray and streaming and everywhere. A lot of British fans were reliant on our repeats and our videotapes of those repeats. So they have it would be weird to watch those videos and hear those voiceover announcements and go, oh yeah, that was on every day. Only 5 more theories left in this series. And then we're going to start season 21. I don't know. They'll just make up the season numbers. as we head into the Shudigawa episodes, if you've got anything, any theories you think about what might be happening from the tiny little bits that we've had online or in the Doctor Who magazine, let me know. Jump on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group or patreon.com/AdamRichard. Also, I'm going to be on an episode of 500 Year Diary talking about Invasion of the Bane, the first episode of the Sarah Jane Adventures. That is in the Flight Through Entirety podcast feed. So if you're a listener to that, you can hear me rabbiting on.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.